calling the Sedea Pettis Amateur Radio Club repeater net, calling the Sedea Spark and Aries repeater net. This is K0ETL, Kilo Delta Zero Echo Tango Lima, and I will be your net control station for this evening. My name is Paul, and my QTH is Hughesville, Missouri. Spark repeater net meets each Sunday evening from approximately 8 p.m. until 8:30 local time on the Sedea 147.03 megahertz repeater with minus offset. The purposes of the net are to gather hams in the area, exchange information of mutual interest, and to promote public service by ham operators. At this time, do we have any emergency traffic for the net? Are there any announcements for the net? Net Control has no definite announcements. I do want to make some comments at the beginning of the net. It's good to see everyone at the meeting yesterday. We had a bigger than usual crowd. We had to pull out extra chairs, so that's a good thing. Glad to see that, and glad to have everyone present. Had good discussions and good ideas on things to come. So. And I wanted to also acknowledge that N0EE John ran a special event station on July 4th. It was done real well, and thanks to him and everyone else that participated. I'm sure he appreciates that, and we'll get a grand total of contacts and see what the special event certificate looks like. This time we'll open up for mobiles, portables, short timers, those that are in and out. Space your calls, pause before speaking. Call Net Control KD0ETL.
KE0LMY.
KY0P. C0TKS, in and out.
KD0 USK, I'm in and out tonight.
Alright, Net Control recognizes KD0 USK is in and out. KC0 TKS in and out. And Dennis KY0P and Sam KE0 LMY. Sam, did you have comments for us early this evening?
Sure, I'll give you a quick comment. Paul, I'd like to thank you so much for making the effort to check in on the BC Aries net. I know it's a little earlier than everybody else's nets, and I appreciate you making that effort. Congrats on you getting the 13 colonies. I know you had the same problem I had, the same problem Roger had, getting that GB13 station, man. That's a challenge. It almost made me want to learn CW before this time next year. That way I can at least get them on CW if I can't get them on SSB. But thank you so much for what you do, Paul. I appreciate it. This, if you also like to check in KD0WXT and KE0LMZ, they're here as well. This is KE0LMY back to net.
KE0LMY, KD0ETL. All right, Sam, yeah, I got Roger and I think her name and man, LMZ. I got her checked in. And you all have a great week, and you're welcome on the check-in. Go to Dennis, KY0P. Dennis, you have any words of wisdom for us?
Good evening, Paul. Everybody else? Well, I don't know about how many words of wisdom. Sorry I missed the meeting. We went to the lake for a few days, left Thursday, and got back today. So sorry I missed it. I don't like to miss the meetings. I'm sure there was a lot of good discussion and so forth, and it's good to hear that we're bringing in extra chairs now, so that is really encouraging. Let's see. Well, the weather was great down there. It wasn't too hot. The only problem we encountered was there were so many people at that particular resort that pool time was kind of limited. There was an awfully lot of kids there, and with the kids are floaties and noodles and I don't know, rafts and all kinds of things, but we did enjoy ourselves. Oh, it's a resort we've gone to off and on for several years, probably 10 years or so. Anyway, had a good time there. Got a little grass to cut probably tomorrow. Watched Channel 4 weather, and earlier at around 5:30, talking about maybe triple-digit heat again, so we picked a pretty good time to go down. So Anyhow, again, sorry I missed it, and I hope to make the next one and not miss too many more. So back to you, Paul. 73, everybody. Have a great week from KY0P.
KY0P, KD0ETL. All right, Dennis. Yeah, I've been enjoying the cooler than normal, or actually it's average temperatures. Mornings have been great, and the evenings have been pretty good, too. So, yeah, it sounds like the heat's coming back. Thanks for checking in. If you didn't miss anything as far as ball games went, it was pretty pitiful. 73, have a good week. And we're ready for regular check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net. Call now.
KA0TPX, Jerry, at Dalton.
KE0FUD.
Mobile in Boonville.
Hold up there for a second. I got KE0FUD and KA0TPX. Somebody doubled with KE0FUD. That call, please.
This is KD0IZI mobile here in Boonville.
Okay, I got you, KD0IZI. Thought it might be you, but it wasn't positive. All right, we'll go to Jerry first, K0TPX. Good evening, Jerry, and your comments.
Good evening, everybody. I had about 86 degrees a while ago, and we're still dry up here, even though we had about 3/10 way early this week, like Monday, had about 3/10. We're still dry. If anybody down here could tell me if there's a good old-fashioned office supply store down at today or Warrensburg, the old mom and pop types, let me know after the net. KA0TPX, back.
KA0TPX, okay, Jerry, I'll be put my thinking cap on, see if I can think of one. Thanks for checking in, and check with me down close to the end of the net, see if I thought of anything, or if anybody else thinks of one, jump in. I'll go to Chris, KE0FUD. Good evening, Chris, and your comments.
Good evening, Paul, and everybody on the net. I can't think of any office supply stores off the top of my head other than the chain store over there, Office Max or whatever it is, over west of Walmart. I don't really have much else to talk about today. It's been pretty uneventful. Finished off some fireworks last night. That's about it. Back to you, KE0FUD.
Okay, Chris. Thanks for checking in. And, Jerry, I just thought of one. It's called Midland Printing. They do some office supply stuff. It's in today at Midland Printing. They do some office supplies. They're on Ohio Street. That's the only one. The only other one is Staples.
All right. Thank you. I'll write that down.
I thought I'd better holler at you before I forgot it. All right. Go to Mark, KD0IZI. Good evening, Mark, and your comments.
KD0IZI. Well, not much to report. Did enjoy the little bit of this cool off that we've had in the evenings and in the mornings. It gets a lot done until the afternoon heat comes on. But other than that, I just ran in here to Boonville, so I caught you here in the mobile on the net. So I'm glad that your Peter reaches up here so well. Anyway, that's all I got. Back to you. KD0IZI.
KD0ETL. All right. I noticed your reverse signal was lower than usual. I had about a 4 or 5 on you, but still copy on reverse. 73, have a great week. We're at the bottom of the list. Any more check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net, call KD0ETL.
WB0LRX.
For Bob, K0QYR is in and out, and Donnie.
K0QYR, I just barely have you there, Chandler, and I think you said that K0CYR was also checked in. Is that correct?
Yep, I'm checking in Bob, CYR, and a buddy of mine, Donnie, KE0BVE, Bravo Victor Echo.
All right, got you guys checked in. Anything for us?
No, nothing much. We're just out here at the church. We had a meeting out here at the church tonight, and we've been out making noise with a couple guns ever since it ended. And we're all standing here together getting ready to leave, and the net came on, so we thought we'd call each other in.
All right, very good. I got you all checked in there. Thanks for checking in, everybody. We'll go to Jeff, WB0LRX. Good evening, Jeff, and your comments.
Hey, Paul. Good evening to everybody. Not a lot to report. Didn't do a whole lot today. Had a birthday party we went to this morning, and not a whole lot else. Sounds good. Hope the temperature's cooled down, but I think maybe they're going the other direction. I'm not sure. KD0ETL in the group, WB0LRX.
WB0LRX, KD0ETL. All right, Jeff. Was it your birthday?
No, it wasn't. I didn't have to wear the hat. It was at El Tapatio. It was a dual birthday, and there were hats and rhythm instruments, WB0LRX.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I believe this evening and from now on, I think the rest of the week, it sounds like it's getting hotter every day. So thanks for checking in. Missed you at the meeting. I know you can make it when you can. We're at the bottom of the list. Any more check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net call now?
AD0VD.
Nick Control recognized AD0VD, and there was a double with him. The other station, please.
0EE.
0ELB. Tony in Boonville for the count.
Tony, or N0E, I got you, John. ELB, I didn't get the prefix. You guys somewhat doubled again.
Kilo, Charlie, 0, Echo, Lima, Bravo.
Okay, I got it now. I'll get back to you in a second. We'll go to Donald, AD0VD. Good evening, Donald, and your comments.
That deal out with the Derby cars, it was interesting, both the way the cars and the way the radios all was good. Everybody did a real job, good job, especially Brett. But, you know, he loves to talk, so that's the way he got his. And everybody try to stay cool this coming week. Other than that, I have nothing else.
AD0VD, KD0ETL. All right, Donald, thanks for the comments on the special event. I think they did a real good job, and everybody that participated did. Go to John, N0E. Good evening, John. Your comments.
K0ETL on the net, N0EE. Well, you know, I doubled there two or three times, but, you know, that's good. That means there's activity going on, and that's always positive. I just wanted to say that I thank the special event station, November 0D. National Zero Derby turned out fairly well. We made 61 contacts in 21 states. The farthest away state was Utah. And the brunt of the contacts were on 10 meters. Brett KD0USK was running his 10-meter station on solar power, pure solar power, charging the batteries, and using a buddy pole, and that thing couldn't have been up more than 8 feet or so. And it worked out very well. But, yeah, we contacted Utah, Minnesota, East Coast, Florida, Texas, Louisiana, Colorado. It was a fun time. Surprisingly, all the activity was on 10 for the most part. Brooks did quite a bit on the 40 meters. But then again, when 10's open, people tend to get on 10 and stay on 10 because it's not open all that much. But I certainly had a good time. I had a fun time putting it all together, and I'm surprised it came together as well as it did. And hopefully we get some QSLs in this week or next couple weeks so I can get to work on sending out some certificates. So anyway, that's about all I have. N0EE.
N0EE, KD0ETL. All right, John, very good. Thanks for that information. And, yeah, we're looking forward to see how many replies back you get, too. So, we'll move on to Tony, KC0ELB. Good evening, Tony, and your comments.
Evening, Brett. Everyone on the net. I don't have much. Just wanted to give you another one for the count. I concur with the air. I'll have to second to whoever said stay cool for this week, because it's going to be, looks like it might be another hot one. So, anyway, 73s. KC0ELB back to net.
KC0ELB, KD0ETL. All right, Tony. Yeah, I don't have a reverse signal on you, but you're solid into the repeater. So thanks for checking in, and yeah, it's going to get hot again, I believe. We're at the bottom of the list. Any more check-ins for the Spark repeater net, call now.
N0XG mobile.
KA0QYA, in and out.
KC0CYA, Phillip and Greenridge.
All right, net control recognizes KC0CYA, KE0QYA, and N0XG. We go to John first, N0XG. Good evening, John, and your comments for the net.
KD0ETL on the net, N0XG. Good evening, Paul, and everybody else while we're now mobile, about halfway between Green Ridge and Windsor. But anyway, had a good day today. Went down to the Clinton area, visited with some friends down there, and actually came home with a new addition to the family as far as a sheepdog puppy, a livestock dog. So we'll see how that goes, but I think he's going to be just fine. So anyway, got some tired ones here in the back seat. Back to net, N0XG mobile.
N0XG mobile, KD0ETL. All right, John. And just to give you a heads up, I'll be sending you information to send out a check to the Warrensburg Club for some, they fed us at the field day some, and actually, and for the most part, most of it would go to their, I think they had some insurance issues with their damage to their tower site in Holden. So we were giving them a donation for expenses towards that. I'm not sure that their insurance is going to cover much. And I'll send you that out in email and let you know. So look forward to that. We'll go and Richard, KE0QYA was in and out. Thanks for checking in, Richard. And we'll go to Philip, KC0CYA. Good evening, Philip. How's it going in Green Ridge?
Oh, it's hot. It's real hot. Apparently the air conditioner froze up, and because the drain plug was clogged up, so I'm working on getting that unclogged and get that done, and we'll be back up and running and staying cool. But I have a question situation that I need to I need someone else to handle for me. We have obtained a stray cat. And if anyone would like a free kitten, this is the most loving, golden, blonde kitten you have ever seen in your life. He just loves people. But he doesn't need to hang around outside our house. He acts like an indoor cat, but have a feeling he was abandoned, and he had made his way over to our carport, so we've been feeding him and watering him and taking care of him, but he needs a new home. So anybody wants a free little kitten, give me a contact. Anyway, that's all I got. KC0CYA, I'll talk to you guys later.
KC0CYA, KD0ETL. All right. Well, if you find someone who'll take that one, I've got a black one, just kind of not quite opposite, but a black one, a kitten that the grandkids found out here that somebody abandoned, I'm sure. And they're trying to keep it going and trying to find a home for it, too. So if you find a home for that one, maybe we'll find a home for this one or vice versa.
That sounds like a plan. Maybe your kitten needs company. We'll go with that, right? Well, I'll be waiting. Anybody wants anything or wants one, I'll I'll entertain bids. KC02YA, I'm out.
I believe that'll be a not adding it to mine. So anyway, all right. Hope you have a good week. Glad you got your air conditioner unclogged and you'll be back up and running in the cool, hopefully soon. 73, have a great week. We're at the bottom of the list. Any more check-ins for the Spark Group Ethernet, call now.
KA0JWA.
A0JWA. Well, what did you do today, Brooks?
Oh, you don't want to know. First off, let's get this out of the way. Check in, Lana, before I forget. I spent the afternoon bowling weeds and putting mulch down. I'm tired of it there. I'm ready to do something else.
My weeding today consisted of Roundup.
Yeah. If everything goes according to plan, that's probably on the list for tomorrow, or the latest Tuesday. I just had some stuff that I'd let go for a little while and got it all straightened up, or most of it. I still got a little bit to finish up, and then I need to dig out the Roundup and hit some poison ivy, a couple spots of that, and then I'll be in pretty good shape.
Yeah, I've got a couple spots of that, and the rest was put on the gravel to keep the weed coming up through the gravel, kind of control a little bit, make it look a little better. All right, got you checked in, got Lana checked in, and we'll catch you later this week. We're at the bottom of the list. I'll go last call for check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net. Call KD0ETL. All right, the net ran for approximately 25 minutes. We had 22 check-ins tonight. That's good, real good. It's about like how many we had at the meeting yesterday. Have a great week, everyone. 73 and KD0ETL's return repeater back to normal use.